Professor Alexander Woodmouse was an inventor. He was old and famous, and he had a perfectly splendid laboratory and workshop.
Emily Sampson grew up reading her grandmother Pamela Sampson's children's books, which any young literate mouse would also have enjoyed.
The professor made his home at number 22 Cheshire Place with his nephew William and William's many children.
The whiskered Woodmouse family lived in a Victorian world. Their furry domestic lives were enhanced by Professor Woodmouse's inventions. The automatic shoe buttoner, the cheese wrapping machine, the ear coolers. It took Pamela about a year to write and illustrate each book, and every page was dense with miniature detail readers could feast on.
The children liked to visit the professor's laboratory, a mysterious place of bubbling, hissing, and dripping things. Sometimes the professor could be heard exclaiming, "By Jove!" or "Ha!"
She drew her wood mouses from life. She had two pet mice, William and Winsome.
Who I think they were sort of there for like anatomical rendering the mice correctly.
Pamela painted whenever she could find the time and wherever she could find the space. A kitchen in one house, a living room in another. Pamela's son, Chris Sampson, remembers how his mother managed.
And then finally, in Carlisle, she had her own small room off the living room that had a fireplace and some nice light.
That room was always my favorite because it was kind of off limits. It was always so tempting to go in there, and I distinctly remember the smell, like dust and paint and all those
turpentine
and paint stripper smells, so it was probably a little heady for a child.
Yeah. A prolific family sprang from its headiness, so hard to keep straight that the Woodmouse genogram needs a finger on the page to follow each branch of the tree.
There's Samuel and Elizabeth are the matriarch and patriarch, and then there's Winsome, Alexander, William, who married Celestine.
After she developed glaucoma, Pamela stopped painting. And last February, she died in her own quaint Victorian cottage. She left two sons and four grandchildren, as well as a second family, living lower to the ground.
Albert, Rose, George, Poppy, Tom, and Ivy. And honestly, now hearing them, I don't think I could pick a favorite. They're all just wonderful.